In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
Over the years, I mean, I've seen quite a lot of things in the clubs when it's dark, but that one was pretty weird because I was in Graz in Austria and I was playing live set, and I just was setting up my gear on the stage. The party was already going on, and it was really dark and loud, and it was kind of probably like 2,000-3,000 people venue, bigger stage, and I was putting my cable in, and then at some point I kind of felt something in, I was in the front of the table, I felt something in my back, like, and looked to the left, and it was just this couple on stage, and they were just doing it there, and it wasn't like hidden backstage, it was just right there. And I think the guy, then he looked at me while, I mean, I was just with my cable in my hand and I'm plugging in, and looked over there to the left, and he looked at me while he like was having sex with a girl on stage where everybody could see it, but it was kind of like a little bit behind the speaker, and I was so confused. I had to go to the fridge first and get myself a beer. I mean, it's fun, you know, they can have fun. I it's a sign for a good party, I guess, but you know, which person in the right mind would have fun having sex on stage why not, I say. It's the special bit of excitement that you need sometimes, you know. I waited for them 5 minutes, I think, then they left. I continued with my setup and played a good show, so it was a fun night.
The first ever electronic music show on Haureki. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Haureki.